Hey guys, this is Cindy. Welcome to the pronunciation challenge today. The video today is about a blind date where they presume some information about their date and then the other will confirm whether they got it right or not. This video reminds me of the 36 questions you can ask someone and then maybe fall in love with them after that. I think the theory behind all this is that you find out some of the very intimate feelings and thoughts and value about someone, and you also share yours with them. And I think that's a very intimate thing to do with someone. And so it might sparkle up something and perhaps end up developing a feeling for the other person. So the video is 11 minutes long. It might be longer than usual, but I think it's worth watching. It's really interesting. And I also happen to share a lot of the same values as the guy in the video. So today's sentence is quoted from him. And here it goes. I think it's awesome to make occasional jokes on cultural stereotypes because it's things that totally define who we are from each other. But they have to be done with tact. And there are times where it is not at all appropriate. But I appreciate a good joke, always. So the first word we have here today is occasional. Occasional. Occasional 的意思是偶尔的，非经常的。如果说他偶尔会去看他的表兄弟姐妹的话，就可以说 She pays her cousin occasional visits. 那如果有人买红酒要庆祝，或是穿得很正式、很漂亮，打扮得很体面，然后你想要问说，是为了什么？有什么特别的场合吗？你就可以说 What's the occasion? What's the occasion? 那 the occasion, occasion 的意思就是场合、时刻，那是当名词来使用。那他们的副词是 occasionally, occasionally, occasionally 就是偶尔的意思。那如果说我偶尔会去转角的那间酒吧，就可以说 I go to that bar around the corner occasionally.Appropriate. Appropriate. Now it's not the appropriate time for you to pitch your idea to her. 意思是说，现在这个时间不适合让您去告诉她你的 idea. 那 appropriate 的相反就是 inappropriate. 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 It's inappropriate to tell a dirty joke out loud in the workplace. 在工作场合内不适合大声的去开黄腔或是讲黄色笑话。Proper, proper, 合适的，适当的。Make sure you use proper language when you meet his parents. 记得你在见他父母的时候要好好讲话，用字遣词要干净一点，不要讲脏话。就是 proper language. 那跟他们还有很像的字是 suitable, suitable.Suitable 也是适合的、合适的。那如果要说你是很适合这个工作的人选的话，就可以说 I think you're suitable for the position. Stereotype, stereotype, stereotype 是刻板印象。那有时候国外的人可能会觉得亚洲人会有亚洲的女生会比较柔顺跟服从的话，那个字是 submissive。那我们就可以说。Asian girls being more submissive, it's a common stereotype. 会认为亚洲女性比较服从人的话，这是一个非常常见的刻板印象。Label, label, label 就是贴标签鱼的意思。那如果要在玻璃罐上面贴标签，就可以说 label a jar. 那如果贴标签鱼人的话，也是用这个字，就是说 labeling people, it's just rude.给人贴标签是一个非常不礼貌的行为。那比起刻板印象更严重的状况就是歧视或是不平等的待遇。那个字是 discrimination, discrimination. The discrimination based on race, it's outrageous. 意思是说种族歧视是非常非常没有礼貌的。Totally, totally, totally 的意思是完全的。You should totally try the nachos. They will blow your mind. 你应该要吃吃看这家的 nachos. Nachos 就是墨西哥玉米片。 blow 谁谁谁的 mind 的意思是说让谁谁谁惊艳，那意思就是说你应该要吃吃看他们这家的 nachos， 一定会 好吃到让你惊艳。那完全的完整的也可以说 completely Are you completely out of your mind？ 如果有人这样问你的意思说你疯了吗？ Utterly 的意思也是完全的十足的，那一般会接 impossible， utterly impossible。 那如果要说在一个小时要喝完三公升的啤酒根本就是完全不可能的话，就可以说 It's utterly impossible to drink 3 liters of beer in an hour。 Appreciate 意思是感谢感激的意思，那就可以说I really appreciate your help around here. 我真的很感谢你在这边帮忙。那 grateful 的意思跟它一样，可是是形容词感谢的。那如果说 I'm so grateful to have you in my life. 我对于你存在在我人生中，我感到非常的感激。Value 平常可以当价值拿来当名词，那如果当动词的话意思就是你很尊重或重视尊重某个人或是某样东西，那所以如果说他在事务所很受到重视备受重视的话，就可以说 He's well valued at the firm. Treasure 那 treasure 当名词的话也是宝藏的意思，那如果当动词就是珍爱珍视。所以一个男生如果很珍惜一个女生然后对她超级好，我们就可以说 He treasures her and treats her like a princess. Okay, so let's practice the sentence of today again. I think it's awesome to make occasional jokes on cultural stereotypes because it's things that totally define who we are from each other.But they have to be done with tact, and there are times where it is not at all appropriate. But I appreciate a good joke, always. Okay, let's try again faster. I think it's awesome to make occasional jokes on cultural stereotypes, because it's things that totally define who we are from each other. But they have to be done with tact, and there are times where it is not at all appropriate. But I appreciate a good joke, always.Okay, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Cindy. I'll see you guys soon. Bye!